Good afternoon, Lisa. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, it's Kerry Flynn here. We have little Nibbles
who
we brought in a few times.
Yep.
Jacob, my son, just wants to double check. She has come home and she is eating the house down. If that is something normal with the hormone injection that she's received,
Okay, let me just pop you on hold and I'll find out the answer for you. Won't be a minute. So she's bright and alert within herself and everything?
She's still a little bit quiet, but yeah, she seems fine. But yeah, she's just eating. All she wants to do is eat.
Okay, she's obviously feeling a bit better as well. Okay, let me just pop you on hold and I'll just find out if that can be a side effect. Won't be a minute.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health...
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we haven't really noticed with the hormone injection an increase in appetite, but if she's definitely feeling a lot better than when she first initially came in, that will definitely be an indication that she's feeling better.
Yes.
What we would do if she... Because she's on Vetifarm maintenance pellets, isn't she?
Changed her over to the Harrison's pellets.
Okay.
Started that today.
Okay, and is she eating the Harrison's or is she eating the Vetifarm, or are you just giving her solely Harrison's?
My son's only just gotten it, so I think he's just in the process now of sort of changing things over.
Yeah, I wouldn't completely take out the old food because we want her to still be eating, obviously. And if you change over to a different food, even though it might look the same, she may not eat it straight away, and we don't want her obviously to drop weight again. So I would definitely offer her two different bowls with the options in it and just see if she goes to that new food. I wouldn't take the Vetifarm out completely.
Yep.
But definitely we'll also, when we do her next Lucrin injection, we'll just touch base and see if she's actually gorging on the maintenance diets as well, because sometimes that can increase like thirst and wanting to eat and everything as well over time. So do what you've been doing. Offer her the pellets and everything, the new pellets, but yeah, don't take away or limit the amount of other pellets that she's getting currently, because we want to make sure to get over everything and that she is actually eating. If she starts eating the Harrison pellets straight away, that's amazing, that's great, but yeah, we don't want to limit her not eating anything if you're taking out the old food.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah,
okay,
but no good.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you have any more concerns, definitely give us a call.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.